It didn't work this morning.
Bundy is back, and I rather thought it might be indicated that we have another talk with him, kind of along the lines of the cable we sent.
Right.
As you can imagine, he and Arnold and the rest of them might not feel that their views completely prevailed. And I think it's important for us to go over our general attitude and how we wanted this thing handled.
Right.
As you did the other day. I have had lunch with Milton Eisenhower. And I would say that he played almost the same record that you played the other day in the on how this thing ought to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Roosevelt sent Sumner Welles down to Cuba to install a government, and they had the best government in 33 that they'd ever had. But it was a Yankee-installed government. It didn't last a month.
Mm.
And that we must not permit this to be a Yankee-installed government, and that's the only impression he's gotten from 10 days of reading, that Bundy's down to mash a computer button and come up with a government that's not of the selection of the Dominican people and not of the selection of the hemispheric people, and that we will survive this flack at home with the New York Times and Washington Post reasonably well, but we cannot survive in the hemisphere if they're not in on it, and we've got to keep them in on it, even though we do 99% of the work.
Right.
Which I think is pretty basic, what you said the other day.
Right.
Yeah. Now, that's the kind of a talk I think we ought to have. He says that he made three points. He said, the first thing, we have not made it clear enough that even though it was a junta that this government informed us that they could not give us protection, that they had broken down, that the police assigned to us had to be, couldn't protect us anymore, and that they urged us to come in and then put it in writing, urging us to come in. He said that's a very important point because it was pretty extra legal, and that he thinks that we ought to make that point. He thinks that Mora ought to say, and the Brazilian general under him ought to say, as soon as we can get them to say it, that the inter-American troops are going to be strictly neutral.
Right.
So that the hemisphere can get that impression.
Right.
He thinks, number three, that we ought to, as soon as we can, have somebody on maybe another mission, not particularly for this purpose, but somebody we ought to have go to start out with Mexico, who is our friend, but who has not been able to support us on this, but say to the president and to Carrillo Flores and to others what one Latin won't even say to the other that it's all right for American intervention. He said that Carrillo Flores would be afraid to tell his president that and vice versa. But if somebody of great stature in this country sat down with the president, Carrillo Flores said, this could happen to you, and here's what happened, and here's what we did, and here's why. He said, you can put this far out a little bit in the hemisphere, and that'd be worth a lot of time. I would think maybe he'd be available. He didn't say so, and I didn't ask him, because I want to talk to you about it, but I think that he might just quietly go on a vacation in three or four of these countries and say, now I came here, and here's what's happened, and here, so forth. Anyway, that's his thinking in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that the press, some of the leaders of the press, have got to not necessarily criticize the reporters, but we've got to say to the people who know it that this is the correct story.
Right.
Because he says it's just the most unreliable reporting that he has ever seen. And it's just unbelievable. Now, Mac wants to go on the press and the television and everything this afternoon. We're just getting copies of your press conference. I don't know how it went. I've just seen two or three strips of it. But I thought there's no use of us killing each other. And I suggested to Bill Moyer that he tell him that he meet with him, meet with you and me and some of us, and make a report, and that he go on and get a good night's sleep. And he tell him that he's got nothing extra to say beyond what he said yesterday, and here's a transcript of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to ask him any more questions or or cover any ground that they have in their mind, he'd be glad to have them come in his office in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Right.
That'd get us tomorrow and the next day with Mac Bundy.
If Reedy could let them read the text of his transcript yesterday of the background on a background basis, and then see them tomorrow morning in his office, I think I would take care of it.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want his killing yours, and I don't want to be putting them all on one day. It looks like we're answering too much.
Well, and then there's another question, too, and that is if he has a public press conference on this particular mission, it'll be very hard for him to refuse a request of congressional committees to come down to see them. And I think that's a point you want to think about. I mentioned that the other day, you know. I think that probably at some stage here the next two or three days, you might want to have a few of the people on the Hill in for a cup of coffee at the end of the afternoon and maybe let them give a little report to them.
All right, but would you say then he can't have anything but background?
Well, it's certainly much safer that way. The difference between a background and a public press conference is this congressional point I mentioned. Now, if you feel quite relaxed about that.
No, I don't. I don't feel relaxed at all. I think that they damn near forced Walter Jenkins to come.
Mm-hmm.
And if he hadn't been a sick man, they would have. And they'll force him to come or make a big issue out of it.
See, if they would have pressed me at the moment to get him down there, I would take the view that... Tom Mann and Vaughn both were down there with Bundy, and they're available to come, and that when Cy Vance gets back, he'll be available to come, but on the whole, it's better that a member of the radar staff not come down for formal committee meeting. He can go down and see Mike Mansfield and Dirksen and people like that. But I think it's a bad precedent for a man sitting in his chair to go down to congressional committees officially.
Yeah. And how did you get along?
Well, I found the press conference really quite relaxed. They nipped me a bit on the John Martin story and the so-called ethics of it. And finally, I grinned at him and said, well, gentlemen, I'd be glad to sit down with you in private and talk about press ethics just as much as you want to. And they all laughed, and we quit the conference on that note.
Well, now...
But the questions weren't difficult today.
Did he do something unethical?
Not in a technical sense. He was not a salaried employee while he was down there. He was doing this as a private citizen. He's a former newspaper man. He's a consultant for us at the moment over here. He's been on our roll as a consultant, but consultants do that all the time. They write books and they write articles and things like that. I think that we may get a little grumbling on this, but I think their chief grumble was that he and Life put the story out first, and they didn't get it at first, you see. Still a little problem. I don't think they'll raise the issue of whether he was paid for the article and that kind of thing.
Okay, anything else?
No, you want to meet this afternoon or in the morning?
What do you think? I think we ought to talk to him before he has any conference. And I rather think it ought to be a background conference.
Well, what about 6:30 this afternoon?
That'd be fine by me.
All right, fine. I'll call Bill Myers and get him to set it up.
All right.